We're going to look at the words of Paul in Acts chapter 20, and we'll pick it up at verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. When I read these ancient words from the perspective of a pastor, I can sort of feel the apostle's pain and worry as he leaves the Ephesian church behind to fend for itself. You know, it always seems that there are these people, cowards, really, who wait in the wings for the preacher to pull out of town so they can begin working the new believers over with their strange theology and cult-like mentality. You know you're going to be gone, and the brand new believers are going to have to stand on the truths of the Bible all by themselves. So I can understand Paul's concern as a pastor. But you know, then, just the other day, I started looking at this passage from another perspective. Because everybody, sooner or later, has to leave their loved ones behind. For example, if you've got kids, you know that one day the odds are that you're going to die before they do. And you're going to have to leave them behind to fend for themselves. And because you've been around the block a few times, you know what kind of world your kids are going to be facing and what kinds of pitfalls are waiting for them, no matter how careful they are. At some point, someone's going to cheat your kids in a deal, and you won't be there to stop it. Someone's going to hurt your child's feelings, and you're not going to be there to wipe away the tears. Disease and disaster are going to catch up with your kids just like everybody else, and you won't even know it's happening. So from that perspective, every one of us can identify with Paul's concern for the Ephesian church. I know this, he says, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. You know, for me as a father, it's almost too much to think about, that my little girls are going to have to make it without me. And then I see how Paul handles the situation. Listen to this in verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. At some point, every parent, whether it's an actual parent or a spiritual parent, well, they're going to have to give their children back to the one who really brought them into this world in the first place. At some point, you've got to point your kids back to God and help them understand that you've never really been their real parent in the first place. And then you've got to exercise the faith to believe that God knows better than any human parent how to navigate your kids through any potential situation and get them safely through to the other side. You know, frankly, if I didn't have that, the thought of letting my kids go loose into the big bad world would just about kill me. But knowing that the same God who's getting me through life is also available to them gives my wife and I a lot of peace of mind. And it's also going to give my children, in the long run, a better way to live.